The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
To quote a fantastic gardener I recently visited, summertime is when we need to beat the gardeners into submission. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to give you a few tips on how to maintain that garden through those long, hot summers. Now, most of us gardeners cannot wait until summertime when we don't have to worry about frost killing our plants. However, it does have its challenges. When those temperatures are heading up above 90 and staying there for extended periods of time, it's really, really hard on all the plants. So, of course, the first thing we need to do is keep enough water on everything. Now, this means watering a lot of times during the morning, or in dry parts of the country, we water in the evening. We'll water whenever we can where it will stay. And so at least in these drier regions where we don't have to worry about molds and mildews and diseases as much, we'll water in the evening so the plants have the advantage of utilizing that throughout the night. But in other areas of the country, you need to water very thoroughly in the morning. And this means more than just a sprinkle. You don't want to give them just a little dab and move on. You want to give all your plants a good deep watering. They're going to be happier for it. Now, the next thing you need to do is be kind of brutal. When we were visiting with Joe, we were going through and talking about when plants were blooming, how they did in the heat, and then also what you do to keep things going. And it was really surprising about how many she literally waxed back. She said, this one will bloom, and then I cut it all the way to the ground. And this included a lot, you know, the blue flax, which was just about done now. And a lot of people think you just let that go and let it recede. But she whacks her all the way back to the ground, and a lot of times it'll bloom again by the end of the summer. Same with the salvias and the penstemons. They're really spectacular, but then once they're done, they're done. Cut them back and they'll come again. Now, the other trick to gardening during these long hot summers is to pick the right varieties to begin with. Some of the ones that we looked at that definitely thrive despite the heat are the yarrows, you know, the achillaeas. They laugh at heat and nothing seems to faze them at all. And a lot of the artemisias. Those are another that you could tell are very well adapted to these hot conditions. Now, some of the flowers that were spectacular, probably one of the best is the Gallardia, which is also called blanket flower. And that was growing out from in between rocks. I mean, in a nearly vertical wall, this Gallardia is just popping out, full sun exposure, didn't matter, did not look unhappy at all. So that's an important consideration, is to pick those plants that do well. And depending on some of the hottest and driest parts of the country, these might include any one of the sedums, these succulents that really retain the water, don't lose it, and don't require as much. They're absolutely fantastic for growing, especially in nooks and crannies and crevices. Now, a few of the herbs that we were looking at, and herbs tend to generally do really, really well in hot, dry conditions or just hot conditions, period. Her lavender was absolutely beautiful. It was loving the heat and the full sun. And also her thymes. Her thymes were literally spilling all over the rocks and not blinking at all at the hot weather. So those were very, very happy. And so those are all good additions. But gardening in the summer, when it is a really hot summer, is definitely a challenge. Like I said, you really got to keep the moisture level going. Don't let things get dried out. It's too hard to catch up, and it really stresses the plant too much. And don't hesitate to use those clippers. Once things are spent, cut them back so they will rejuvenate themselves once that weather starts cooling, and you're going to get a completely second show. So don't give up heart, get out there, be brutal in the garden, and you'll be happier for it by the end of the summer.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.